Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to the presentation for using DocuSign and Microsoft with Office JS API. My name's Kia Jones. I'm a software developer for DocuSign. I work on the Microsoft integrations team. And so if you don't know, we have several Microsoft integrations for the Office suite. So there's a list of them that you can try out later. But today I'm going to be focusing on our integrations for Microsoft Word and Outlook. So I want to demo how those integrations work for you guys, and then I'm going to go over the architecture of how the integrations are built. They share the same code base, and then while I'm going through that, I wanted to share some debugging tips that we learned while we were working with it and give them over to you guys in case you're interested in building add-ins for Outlook. So before I get started, are you guys familiar with DocuSign? How many of you have used DocuSign? Oh, okay. Great. So this should look familiar to you. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up my Outlook. So up on the upper right-hand corner of the Outlook application, you can see I have two DocuSign add-ins loaded in side by side. One of them's a test environment and one of them's production, which is kind of cool. So I can test both environments at the same time. So I'm going to go ahead and find an email that has attachments with it. And what I can do with this email is click this top button, which is Sign Attachments. And what that does is pulls in the attachments associated with the email. And I can select which attachments I want to send for signing using DocuSign. So I'm going to check the first one. And what that's going to do is call DocuSign and prepare what we call an envelope, which sends a package of documents and pulls up this, when it loads, this display dialog, which is a restricted version of Internet Explorer. And what this has done is it's loaded in this URL that DocuSign has passed back for us, and it's taken my document that was originally a Word document and converted it into a PDF. So now that this is ready for signing, I can simply drag my signature, place it in the document, and press finish to complete my signing process. And once I'm done signing, I have a couple of different options to finish this out. So if I wanted to send the signed document back to the original sender, I could by clicking Send Document. It takes this completed version of my document that had that signature in it and has this auto reply with the document attached to that email. And if I wanted a version of that document for myself, I can click download document right here and save that version or copy onto my local machine. So I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this and pull up Word. Close up. So Word looks a little bit different. The way we have it set up is there's a DocuSign tab. Same icons. So you can click sign documents after I go ahead and type something in. So and have a line for signing. And then go ahead and click DocuSign. It'll take that document that I was just editing, and it's going to have this display dialog open once again. And this time, instead of dealing with the attachment, I'm dealing with the document that I'm currently working with in Word. And I can sign this document just like I did with the Outlook add-in and put my name in there and click Finish. So that was very simple. It completes the signing process for DocuSign. And so now I wanted to go through how these things are built. So for DocuSign, these DocuSign integrations, last year we decided to refactor the way that we were doing both of these add-ins because Microsoft provided us another way of loading in the add-ins so that they were more visible in the Microsoft applications. And so we took that time to introduce some new technology into our code base. So what we introduced was Angular into our application, and what we work with overall is the ASP.NET framework. ASP.NET is used for all of the integrations that we have on the Microsoft integrations team. So if you've ever looked at an add-in, the way that it works is you have a manifest file, and the manifest is just XML that contains these endpoints that point to whatever server you wanted it to point to. And so for our add-ins, each of those ribbon buttons pointed to an endpoint in this ribbon controller. So for the signing process, I wanted to go through how that Outlook signing worked. And when you click the ribbon button in Outlook, it hits the sign attachments. And basically what it's going to do is determine whether or not we're going to have a localized integration. And then it's going to pass some variables that we'll need later on and go into our signing view. So in our signing view, we go ahead and set up the Angular module. Just a quick note, we're using Angular 1.x right now, but the concepts that I'm going to go over for the debugging tips can be applicable to later versions of Angular if that's what you guys are working with. So up at the top, we were initializing our Angular app, but before we can bootstrap it, it's really important for this Office.js API to be initialized before we bootstrap Angular. And so the way that we defer bootstrap in Angular 1.x is setting this window.name variable. And then once Office.js has initialized within the function, we can go ahead and resume the Angular bootstrap. So for our Office.js, when you're working with it, you can only work with it within an Office application. So what we did was we built this wrapper around the Office.js library, and we called it the Office Service. So the Office Service is an Angular service, and the wrapper basically pulls in those inline attachments for the email that we were working with, and it also pulls in user token that we'll need later for the Exchange web service, and then has wrappers around some of the functions that we call. So you saw that pop-up window that had DocuSign in it that was using the display dialog function. And it's important that we had a wrapper around the Office.js API because we're sharing this code base between two different add-ins. And then we also need to unit test this later. And so because you can't use Office.js outside of an Office application, we needed to have this modular so that when we're running unit tests on our other services and controllers, we can have an Office Service mock that we can pass in instead of that Office Service wrapper. And so this Office Service mock is data that we could see during the signing process. So it's just dummy data for attachments. And some dummy data for your subject and your display dialog. So once all of this is instantiated, we're going to assume that we're already logged in, since I was already logged in the demo. And these are the different paths that the integration can go through. But since I'm already logged in, the first thing that it's going to hit is that attachments controller. So the attachments controller was that screen that showed the list of attachments associated with the email and Outlook. And what it's going to do is, after you check which attachments you want to use to sign, we then go ahead and create an envelope. So the envelope was your package of documents that you want for signing. And then we're going to upload them. So we go to the upload controller. And what that does is takes that package and it sends it over to our service for the Microsoft integrations team. And then from there, we call the DocuSign API. And that will take it, create the envelope that we needed for signing with DocuSign, and DocuSign will return the URL that gets displayed in that pop-up dialog. And so while they're in that pop-up dialog, they finish the signing experience, and then it's going to return back to the add-in in Outlook. So once it returns back into the add-in, we determine whether or not signing was successful, so you can have a few different scenarios. The user could close that display dialog early, so we'll go ahead and save the document for drafts, and the user can come back and continue signing later. But in this instance, we finished signing, so we'll hit assign success, and it'll return, it'll go to that success view where then you could go choose to reply with that completed document or download it for later. So the last thing that I wanted to show you guys that we found useful when we were debugging was how do we debug with that special restricted window in Outlook. Because it's restricted, there's no counsel on it, which posed a huge problem with front-end development, because normally when you do front-end development, you have access to a full-blown browser with a counsel in it, and you can hit a break statement and come in and see where your errors are. So what we did was we introduced what is called the DS log. If I can find it, DS log. So this is a logger that works with a cookie. And you take the cookie and add it into your domain so that it's on there. And it basically looks like this. So you add this DS log cookie. You set the level, which is associated with the types of events that you can see in the console, and set the expiration date for the cookie. And so once we see that that cookie is enabled, when you hit the button in our add-in, it'll pop up that counsel log. So the way that we use it is basically everywhere in our application. Let me see if I can find attachment controller. This DS log trace, we stuck it in every controller and all of the services. And intermittently, we have it pump out data for where we are in the signing process or the sending process. Or we've kind of dumped out variable information so that we can see what we're passing along the way in the signing process. So I just wanted to show you guys real quick how that works. So open up Internet Explorer. So this is a page on our server. And I'm just going to go ahead and add a cookie. And now I should be able to go back into Outlook. And I'm going to press signing again. And it opens up this log. So we have a bunch of statements that we've already outputted to the logger. And at the bottom, it says attachments controller, because that's where we are now in our signing process. And if I go back to Outlook and continue on to the next step, my log window should also, let me get that out of the way. It's also updating. So this is where we were, and then these are the statements that pumped into the log window afterwards. So that was really useful so that we weren't blindly debugging while we were creating this add-in. So I'm gonna go back to the presentation. So that's just a summary of the things that I went over, the three most important things that we wanted to tell you guys about in case you were doing add-in development or you're interested in doing add-in development. And then we have a few links to pass on. The first one is to the DocuSign Developer Center. So if you guys were interested in learning about the DocuSign APIs, please go to this link. Or if you have questions, you can ask me. My manager is over there, and we also have a booth here. So you can do that. And then if you're interested in doing add-ins for Office, those are some links that are really helpful for getting started. So thank you guys for coming.